When I am ready, I am blessed forevermore. When I am ready, I am blessed forevermore. As long as I am ready to be my divine self, as long as I am ready to be unconditional love, as long as I am ready to live a life of magnificence, then I am blessed forevermore. I am blessed forevermore with that very same thing, with that very same reality, with that very same experience, with that very same isness that I am. Are you ready to be blessed forevermore? Are you ready to be blessed forevermore in every area of your life? Are you ready to walk down the roads of life and just delight in everything you see and hear and do? If you are, life is ready for you. Life is ready for you. Life is ready for you to experience all the goodness and all the joy and all the peace and all the magic that it is there for you to have. Are you ready? Are you ready? What does it take to be ready to be blessed forevermore? What does it take to be ready to be blessed forevermore? Well, disciplined people who set their path on a disciplined path and determine with all their heart and soul and being that they will live that positive, beautiful life. For instance, a disciplined person will say, "I love you," and with all their heart they'll mean it. A disciplined person will say, "I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body," and they'll mean that. They will look at their body and see it ideal. They'll look at their spirit, they'll see it ideal. They'll look at their mind and they'll see it ideal. It's not hard to do, but it is a pattern that we build up of discipline within ourselves to experience this thing on a regular basis. Are you ready to give that discipline that is necessary for you to have to experience that blessing forevermore? Are you ready for that? It is a demanding thing, but not impossible. We give such discipline to sports. We give such discipline in learning how to play hockey, in learning how to play football, in learning how to play tennis. I delight in seeing this man that Ellen has brought to my attention from Switzerland. His name is Ferreira. F-E-R-R-E-R-E-R. A most amazing man. That may be the right spelling, but it's close. A most amazing man. He lives with a smile on his face. And as he is playing tennis, during the pause periods, he plays with the audience, and the audience loves it. He raises his hands and the audience shout his name and sing his praises. He lowers his hands and the crescendo declines. He smiles at the audience and the audience smiles at him. He reaches for the most difficult ball to reach and strikes it in the proper manner. He plays tennis in a beautiful, wonderful way. He is magnificent. He likes himself. He is so disciplined in liking himself that everything he does on the tennis court is a work of art, is a magnificent thing. And he's truly blessed forevermore with everything he does as he is working on the tennis court. Why has he chosen this outlet for himself? Well, number one, he likes himself. He likes himself. He thinks he's a nice guy and he enjoys his company and he does everything in the world to show the world that he likes himself. He smiles a lot. He plays tennis with great abandon and great skill and great genius and great love, and he plays it so well that his opponents all smile and delight in playing with him. They know he's a hard one to beat because he plays so well. He is a blessing to himself. He is a blessing to everything he does. Now, this has not happened once, but it has happened hundreds of times. And every game he plays, he basically comes out the winner, if not actually the winner. And everybody in the world who knows of him and who hear what he has to say and who see how he has to act and play his game, they just marvel at the magic of this man. Now, he's no different than anybody else, except that he has practiced with all his heart and soul the ability of playing tennis, but not only the ability to play tennis. He has practiced with his heart and soul to like himself. He has practiced with his heart and soul to be ready and be blessed forevermore because he plays with such beautiful skill, with such marvelous delight, freedom, ease, gentleness. He does not try to slaughter his opponent. He does not try to do anything to his opponent. He merely addresses the tennis ball that comes to him, and he addresses it in such a beautiful way that he makes it a little difficult for his opponent to follow it, to find it. But he does that only because that's part of the game. He doesn't do it because he dislikes his opponent. He doesn't do that because he thinks he's better than anybody else. He just plays the game with the skill and the wisdom and the magic that is him. And when he plays this game with that skill and that magic and that wisdom, he is showing you and me how easy it is when we have self-discipline to accomplish any goal we would like to accomplish in our life, any goal. He shows us, but we too can do these things. And he does it sort of flippantly, but not with disrespect. His flippancy is, of course I can do it. Of course it's wonderful. Yes, I know the game. I am skilled in the game. I love the game. I play the game because the game is me. The game is who I am. The game is where I'm going. The game is me. You and I can play our game of life, whatever its skill it may take. And we say, the game is you, the game is me. And we play that game with not a tension, not a feeling of panic, but a feeling of belovedness, with feeling of a blessedness, a feeling of joy, a feeling of magic. And as we play with that feeling of magic, what wonderful things happen to us. What wonderful things happen to Mr. Ferreira. He plays with such magic that everyone who watches feels they can do it too. Yes, they do. They feel they can do it too because he gives such confidence in himself and in the game and in the rules of the game and in the technique of playing the game that everyone who watches says, wow, what a magnificent person, what a magnificent player, what a magnificent being. No one ever says, I cannot do what he does. Everyone who watches him says, it's so easy, it's so beautiful, it's so wonderful. He just lays in there on the game, on the ball, and he just is the game. He is the experience. And everyone, yes, everyone, feels that they can do that too. They feel, isn't that wonderful? I can do that too. And as they feel that they can do that too, and as they apply themselves, they do it. They do it too. They do it wonderfully and marvelously and fantastically. They do it, and they do it wonderfully. Can you do that? Do you want to do that? Do you want to be a fantastic tennis player? Do you want to be a fantastic mother or father? Do you want to be a fantastic being in any area of your life? When you are ready, when I am ready, I am blessed forevermore. For I play the game by the rules. I play the game with all of my skill and all of my genius. and I play the game for fun, for joy, for the delight of my heart. And as I play the game that way, I am always a winner. When I'm ready, I am blessed forevermore. And I say of myself, I'm ready now. And so it is, because that's all that it matters. That's all that it matters, to play it now and to be that now and to love it now, for that is my reality and that is yours. Have a wonderful day. Have a fantastic day. Have a fantastic game of life, and play it to win, but for the fun of it. I love you. I love you. I love you.